Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Puglia's Panorama Festival. Italy's Panorama Festival has announced its headliners for 2022, with the event set to run from 13th to August 16th at the Salento Arena, Santa Cesarea Terme, Puglia. On day one, Peggy Goh tops the bill. The following afternoon, Tech House heavyweights take to the booth, with the Martinez brothers joined by Solid Groove's boss Michael Beebe and Dennis Cruz. Monday, August 15th, meanwhile, sees Fisher make his Southern Italian debut, while 24 hours later final honors will be shared by Charlotte DeWitt and Enrico Sangiuliano, who close out the four-dayer. Music aside, the team from nearby nightclub Gendolina, which is behind the festival, are promising an extensive VIP area and host of food vendors showcasing the best local cuisine, with the region famous for Pane di Altamira bread, which has protected origin status, Caciocavallo cheese, and fried petiole dough balls, not to mention red wine. Punters are encouraged to explore the surrounding area, too, with natural swimming pools at nearby Marina Serra and Cala della Quiviva, and Castro Marina cliffs all within striking distance. And now let's move on to the second piece of news. 1 in 5 nightclubs in the UK closed. 1 in 5 UK nightclubs have shut since the pandemic hit in early 2020, according to a new report from the Nighttime Industries Association, NTIA, completed with figures from the CGA. The NTIA has shared new research revealing that in March 2020 there were 1,418 clubs in the UK, which has decreased by 20% to 1,130 in 2022. Late-night economy businesses were one of the quickest sectors to rebound during the financial crash many years ago, harboring an abundance of resilience and entrepreneurial spirit, said the NTIA's CEO, Michael Kill. It's without a doubt that these businesses, particularly nightclubs, have a huge part to play in the regeneration of high streets in towns and cities across the UK. The government needs to recognise the economic, cultural, and community value of clubs and the wider nighttime economy, he continued. We must protect these businesses, using every means possible, and recognise their importance before it's too late. According to the study, the number of nightclubs in the UK peaked in 2006 with roughly 3,000 venues, and has been on the decline ever since. This is Trip Records Podcast, all about the world of clubbing. If you are interested in Trip Records Sets is still active, you will always find the link in the description. See you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.